Between April 1879 and March 1880, Cézanne lived in Moulins, where, inspired by the poplars and rivers, he worked on the hills of May. The combination of trees and water is a recurring theme in his work, in both the pure landscapes and the bathing scenes. Although he painted the large stretch of water of the Bay of Marseille at Lestac, he also liked the running water of streams and rivers, and the smooth surface of lakes. No human is present in this landscape, which was painted on the banks of the River Allemand in the little village of Massy to the east of Melun, towards the end of spring or at the beginning of summer in 1879. The composition avoids all anecdotal or sentimental details, and in this it differs from Gorho's landscapes, which show washerwomen or peasant women by the water's edge. Cézanne's landscape does not pretend to be anything other than what it is, a tangle of geometric shapes formed by the tree trunks and branches, and by the bridge, which stands out from the colourful but formless background of the foliage and water. A wooden footbridge linking two stone arches runs across the centre of the composition. The painting is entirely built up of slanting squarish or oblong brush strokes, which hold the painting together and give an impression of strength and solidity. Cézanne began to experiment with this mosaic-like method of working at Moulins, and it marks the beginning of a new style of painting that went against the Impressionists' practice of breaking up forms in space. Although the subject is reduced to simple geometric shapes, the colour is very complex. The paint is applied in superimposed brushstrokes that reveal the ochre underpainting to simulate the light through the trees. Above a building, which is probably a mill, a little piece of sky is visible in the top left corner, the only opening in this otherwise dense and opaque landscape.